We are in Siman and Gimel, the halachas of who is fit to be a shliach tzibur. We're up to Sif Chaf. We will be doing Sifim Chaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis. We begin, the Mechaber says, Im Echad Rotze Lomer Tfila Beshvil Oviv. The Echad Rotze Lomer Beshvil Acher, Mi Sheyirtza HaKol Sheyomer HaTfila Hu Yomer. The halachi is that when it comes to Kaddish, Mi Iker Hadin, one person in the shul should be saying Kaddish at a time. Then, of course, we'd have the issue. Who should be saying that Kaddish when there are different people that are Chiyuvim? So there's a whole hierarchy. In the halachas of Kaddish, there's a list of who has Kedima over whom, who takes precedence over whom. Today, our minhag is that everyone says Kaddish to avoid machlokas, except for some places that go back with the Iker Hadin. That is only for Kaddish. In the case of who is going to daven for Am and who is the shliach tzibur, the halachi is that that is something to be determined by the tzibur. Even though somebody is a chiyuv, if the tzibur does not want him to be the shliach tzibur, he will not be the shliach tzibur. No one can come along and say, I have the schus to daven and the tzibur must accept me. The halachi is that whoever the kol wants to accept is the one that is going to daven. The Mishnah Brura has a tzant to say that Mariv is different because there is no Chazoras HaShatz. There, Mariv should have the same halach as the saying Kaddish. He is not sure. Now, if the Tzibur is Marutze, if the Tzibur likes all of the people involved, then of course someone who is a Chiyuv has Kedima. The halach is that a Mohel will come before an Avol. Allah says, if you have an oval to daven or the mole to daven, the mole of a bris that day would have a schus to be the shliach tzibur. If someone has yartzeit that day, he comes not only before an oval, but even before a mole. Sif chaf aleph, ein lemano shliach tzibur al yedei sar oved gelulin, af sherov atzibur chafetzim bo. If a non-Jewish minister, someone influential, has asked that a certain person be the shliach tzibur, even though the kol doesn't mind, they quite like this person, you do not, it is not right, it is not befitting to have a non-Jew being the one that is determining who the shliach tzibur is supposed to be. The lashon of the Mishnah Brura is a chalilo lekabel avodas boreinu me'ovid kochavim. Siv chav beis, shliach tzibur b'schar, Odift fei mi benedava. A paid shliach tzibur is better than one that is doing it, that is doing this as a nedava. Now, why is that better? Why is he better? The halacha is that, for example, with regard to Shabbos, Yomim Noroim, there are issues of whether or not someone is allowed to take pay for it. Nevertheless, the halacha is that a paid shliach tzibur during the week is better. The reason being, he feels more responsible and he's going to be more careful as a result of it. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein la'odam lehispalel b'lo rutzon ha'kohol. It is wrong for someone to daven against the wishes of the congregation. V'chol mishem hispalel b'chosko v'derech alimus. If somebody is davening as a matter of force, he forced his way in. Ein onin amen acher brachosav, one does not answer amen to his brachas. He is considered a menayetz rather than a mavorech. A shliach tzibur is to be one that is accepted by the congregation. So the way it would come out is that unless the kohol really doesn't mind, let's say you have somebody who is a chiyuv, he is an oval, he has a yartzeit, and the kohol really doesn't want him to daven the way he davens, especially if you're dealing with a case of a Shabbos or a yontif, and the person does not have an especially nice voice or does not know the nusach. Unless the tzibur really wants him, he should not push himself on the tzibur and force them on the basis of his chiyuv, force them to accept him as a shliach tzibur. Ideally, he should be merutza l'kohol.